It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. Time now for our Community Connection. I've got County Coordinator Rebecca Young. How are you?
Good. How are you, Murphy?
I'm doing very well. So I haven't seen you in a while. What are we talking about today?
Yesterday morning, the Board of Commissioners had their regular meeting. So it was just, there was some business items on the meeting like there always is, paying the bills, things like that. But we did have a couple of guests that attended the meeting. One is Sophia Maruska from the Pomme de Terre Watershed. She's a watershed coordinator, and she has been updating the board on the Christie Lake Dam or the dam replacement on the Mill Dam Road, a couple of different things that people call it, but it's the pool of water that that's right next to Pomme de Terre Park there on the east side of town. There was three options. So the goal really is the DNR had applied for some grant funds to replace that dam with a rock arch rapids dam. And they've been doing this in a lot of different watersheds in the state. And their goal is really to remove dams across the state and restore habitat and natural water channels, things like that.
Okay.
I think why this one became kind of contentious is because there are homes that, are on one side of that pool, and then there's recreational opportunities on the other side of that. And so there's some folks in the community that are vested in seeing those things preserved. And so kind of as a response to that, the public comment that was gathered at the public open house, there will be another alternative option that will be presented for public comment and feedback, trying to provide a compromise between what the DNR is seeking for stream restoration and habitat restoration versus some of the public concerns. So Sophia did tell the board yesterday that there'll be another public meeting for that, for folks to go and view that alternative option. We had talked about that a little bit with the board yesterday, that the goal here is to try to find something that they can support. I believe that, they'll proceed with a project. It's not the county's project. It's not the city's project, although certainly both parties have some input and some weight in that decision. But the decision, to replace that ultimately is going to be by a different party. But I think I would encourage folks that are interested and have been following the issue to watch for that public meeting. We'll make sure we post it on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and get that message out. But to look at that alternative option that'll be presented as a potential solution to some of the concerns.
Yeah, the latest that I heard was that they would be leaving the channel between 80 and 100 feet wide, enough for kayakers and canoeists, but it would also improve for campers at the Pomme de Terre Park and keeping a fishing hole by the parking lot / dog park area.
Yeah.
That's at least that was what was in my news this morning.
Yeah, and I think that probably is fairly close. I don't know the actual width, but they're trying to keep the water level the same. There's some proposed dredging that'll take a lot of sand and sediment out of there. Sorry, not sand. And provide a deeper water depth in that pool, like 4 to 5 feet, which right now they average about 18 plus inches, plus or minus across of it, it because of how much silt settled there. So the goal is to reduce the amount of green space from the first three options that were presented, but still provide some, allow for fishing opportunities off of that parking lot, like you had noted, but still proceed with the Arch Rapids Dam on the south side of that road. I think the county, is concerned because I think we're concerned from a timing perspective because we have plans to replace that bridge and to do that road. And the longer it goes, the longer it's going to take for us to proceed with that. So we do have a vested interest in trying to get those road projects done, hopefully in conjunction with some sort of project that's being done there. But, again, the public is encouraged to attend those public meetings, especially those that have a vested interest in seeing what the final product's going to be. We don't know that date yet. I anticipate it'll be, sometime here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay. All right. So very good information.